It's like one verse from the Bible, and it's still the most well-known verse. John chapter 3 and verse 16. If you don't have a Bible, I'll read it nice and loud and clear. He's going to listen. John chapter 3 and verse 16. For God's love the world so that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. That's probably one of the most well-known verses in the Bible. Probably the first verse I ever learned off by heart. I'm going to just tell my testimony. It'll be about 10-15 minutes and then that'll take over. But John 3 and 16 you can split into three parts. These three parts would be the fact, the act and the pact. The fact, for God's love the world. That's the fact. God loves us. We're sinners. He hates sin, but he loves us. In the act, he sent his only son to die on the cross. God sent Jesus into the world to die on the cross to save us from our sins, take the punishment from our sins, that if we just put our trust in him and accept Jesus into our hearts, then we can spend an eternity in heaven with him. And the pact that if we believe in him, that we'll spend an eternity with him. And that is a promise. That's, if you take history, you hear countries making pacts between each other. These are agreements, like signed agreements, that they won't go to battle or anything. But this, normally those pacts in history are broken. This pact will not be broken. But if we believe in him, put our trust in him, then we'll spend an eternity with him in heaven. Just like to use a quick illustration of how that God sent Jesus into the world. But if you imagine you had a child, you loved this child very much. It was the only one, and it was perfect. Did everything right. It was best behaved, had great manners, did the washing up. Just best child. And there was a blood disease or something, and it was as common as a cold. Everybody had it, and then they could catch it. And they were looking for this, say, antidote, as it were. Needed somebody's blood to save everybody in the world from this disease. And they were going through tests, and they came across your child, and they did some blood tests and said, oh, we've got a match. Unfortunately though, the amount of blood that is needed to save the world will unfortunately kill your child. Now, would you be able to do that? Could you go through with that? To give your only son to save the world? Because God did that. God gave his only begotten son into the world to save sinners. Now, I was brought up in a Christian home, and I had Dad's a full-time preacher, Uncle Stephen's a full-time preacher, and Papa's a full-time preacher, so there's a lot to live up to them. And I was saved at the age of 4, quite young, and came about that by obviously going to lots of meetings. So, because there's so many full-time workers in the family, we were at a meeting, I think. Can't remember what day I was born, but maybe the next Saturday I was in a conference. So it's been very consistent, meeting going, version. I was saved at 84 and I started asking a lot of questions to mum and to dad about how to get saved, what's being a Christian, who's Jesus, stuff like that. They could vary from little things to animals go to heaven, or does, if you're in hell, do you ever get a second chance? Can you go from hell to heaven? And if you're bad in heaven, can you go to hell? Just little stuff like that, that one that I'd happily answer on the way to nursery and wherever. And I remember one night, Dad took me on a walk. We had a field just in the back with some horses and stuff in it. And Dad took me on a walk and began asking questions on the walk. And he explained the gospel to me. And that's actually the first time I can remember being hit by, whoa, I'm a sinner, I need to be saved. So we came home, we went to my room, and Dad prayed first, went into my room, knelt down by the side of my bed, and I prayed first, and I followed after. I just simply asked Lord Jesus to come into my heart. And then 2 years after, when I was about 10, I asked to be baptised. And I was told no, because I was too young and I hardly knew anything about it, which is true. So after that, I just never thought about it again. So, and then a few years after that, I started playing football, five-a-side football. I really got into it. There'd be nights I'd be playing on a Monday after school at 4:30, Tuesday two at Falkirk, then on a Wednesday night, Livingston at 8:30, and then Thursday night at Hamilton at 10:00, and then Friday after school again on a 3:30. So, loved playing that, no, it was great, and kind of took my mind away from everything about the meetings. I went to a meeting, I think about half the time, was if I was a footballer, what tricks I'm going to do the next game, how many goals I scored, how could I become better, and just football, stuff. But, like I said, I went to football every Thursday night, 10 o'clock at Hamilton, and there's a man there, Grant Alexander, who actually spoke about baptism. And he started speaking to me after the games. Now, if you think all you think about football, you have a good game, you enjoy it, and then somebody comes up and starts talking to you about the Bible. Well, but Grant was pretty consistent in these chats, and they were really encouraging, like that somebody showed a genuine interest, asking how I was doing, and all stuff. And then he, sometimes his dad was away, he'd come and pick me up. And we started talking about baptism. This was about a year ago. We started talking about baptism, and it was really encouraging. He like, seemed to take a genuine interest in me. So, talk about baptism, and then and off the cuff one night, just been thinking about it. I didn't tell mum or dad anything, but I've been thinking about it a lot and praying about it. And off the cuff one night on the way to football, I turned around to dad. And told him I wanted to be baptised. And he was like, it's a bit shocked. So that's fine. The next day, the next Sunday, he went to speak to Willie Graham, went round to Willie's house for lunchtime after the morning meeting. And on the 19th of November, I was baptised. And on the 21st, it was the first Sunday after, came into fellowship. Now, That was all good and well, being baptised and coming into fellowship. But the fundamental for that is being saved. You have to repent from your sins as well. You have to be genuine. When you ask Jesus into your heart, you have to be genuinely sorry that you have sinned. And you're not going to, well, sorry to sin someone again, but you're going to try your best not to sin. And that's what happens when you ask Jesus into your heart. He died on the cross, he died to save your sins. He didn't stay dead. 3 days later, he rose from the grave and he's now in heaven. And we can be there too with him one day if we just put our trust and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's me, Chris.